Sean Hannity explains why you should pay attention to politics.
Politics impacts your life. We don't turn this ship around. With all the debt, with all the deficits, all the problems we have abroad, countries do fall. And I can actually see that happening here as we move towards socialism, redistribution. When you get to the root of it all, politics impacts your way of life.
The Sean Hannity Show, afternoons at 2, right before Michael Medved at 5, on 660 AM, The Answer.
Spring flooring season is here at Lumber Liquidators. Get hardwood flooring looks on sale. This week, get 40% off hot gray styles with Delaware Bay Driftwood Laminate. Don't pay $249 at other stores. We've got it for a dollar less. Or get the look of distressed hardwood with Mill River Walnut. It's also 40% off. Plus, deals on 400 styles of hardwood, bamboo, and more from 49 cents. And 18-month special financing. The look and style of hardwood is on sale now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
660 AM, The Answer.
America's liberty is under assault and women are rising to the defense. It's time for Ladies Can We Talk on 660 AM, The Answer. Common sense talk with women and men about politics and standing up for America. With your host, nationally acclaimed speaker and author, Debbie Georgiadis. Ladies Can We Talk starts now.
Hello and good evening. This is Debbie Georgiadis. I am so happy to be tuned in and talking with you this Sunday evening, and happy to welcome you, Ladies Can We Talk? We have a very, very packed show tonight, and I actually have two interviews that will go on in this first hour. The first interview will come up right at 6:15, and it is with a gentleman who is in the, he lives in Israel, and he's a candidate for the Knesset, and which is the Congress in Israel. And then the second, or about 6:45, we'll be talking with Carly Fiorina, whom many of you have heard of. She is a former U.S. Senate candidate for the Republican Party in California, and she's also looking very seriously at running for president of the United States. And she's a fabulous. She's been all over speaking to many groups. I'm just so excited to have her here. But I have to be very, very quick in this first segment because I've got to fit both these interviews in. And they actually were pre-recorded. I will tell you that because it's the middle of the night in Israel right now. So, I want to talk with you just briefly about the upcoming elections in Israel and how much they matter to America. All of you, or many of you, probably tuned in and listened to the Israeli Prime Minister named Bibi or Benjamin Netanyahu, who spoke in the U.S. Congress last week. And he, or 2 weeks ago, I guess it was, and he talked about the threats that the entire free world, most especially including Israel, but really all the free world, including America, face as we look at a nuclear-armed Iran. And what Benjamin Netanyahu tried to say in his speech to Congress was, this is a threat to the whole world. Please, America, please, Americans, recognize how dangerous, how bad current treaty being negotiated by led by America, and there are five of the Security Council members of the UN, plus Germany, who are part of this negotiation with Iran. And Bibi Netanyahu spelled out the dangerous terms that are in this actual that are going to become part of the treaty with Iran. It's not really a treaty. We'll talk about that too. But it was a kind of wake up and pay attention to what's happening. So I'm just going to run through a lead in before we get this gentleman on the air with us. His name is Ronen Shaval, and he is, as I say, running for the Knesset in Israel. And he's a young man. He's 34 years old. I'll tell you a lot about him in a moment. But I want to just tell you about these Iranian elections. I probably didn't pay enough attention to my life until the last maybe 8 years or so, or really maybe since 9/11 in 2001. But all Middle Eastern countries are not the same. All are not equally powerful. All are not equally a threat to the world. And as I've come to become much more familiar with Middle Eastern politics, with the Center for Security Policy in Washington, I've come to realize and learn from experts that Iran is considered the number one terrorist sponsoring, the number one threat to the world in terms of liberty. And in terms of being a terrorist exporting country, a country that exports terror, encourages it, is a threat to its neighbors, Iran is just waiting to become, and its leaders are waiting to become the superpower of the Middle East and crush its enemies. So Iran frightens its own, even other Muslim dominant countries surrounding it. Iran is a big, big threat. And so that's what Bibi Netanyahu was trying to warn America about as we are in these these negotiations. I'm going to just run through some quick facts to keep in mind before we bring on Ronen Shaval. One is that the elections in Israel are this coming Tuesday. They are March 17th. And Benjamin Netanyahu is a strong conservative. The current prime minister is up for re-election, and the election will happen on Tuesday. It now appears that he is actually, his party may be losing, and he may, they have a multi-party system over there. It's different from America, but the multi-party system, his party may be losing, and so there's a lot of concern. The liberal candidate, the kind of parallel to the leftist liberal candidate in Israel, is a gentleman named Isaac Herzog, who's actually running on the policy of truly saying in his speeches, a nuclear Iran is not such a big deal. What are y'all worried about? You know, let's just talk about infrastructure. He's trying to focus on internal issues and dismissing the concern of that Benjamin Netanyahu's been trying to, you know, jump up and down about how dangerous Iran is. So that could change, and you'll hear the words, you'll hear Ronen Shaval in just a few minutes talk about how much that could impact the world and could impact the kind of safety and security of the future. So I'll run through with you some other facts that just will kind of keep in context why everyone's so concerned about this deal. I will tell you that one thing is Benjamin Netanyahu, when he spoke in Congress, he described for the American citizens, for everyone listening, why this Iranian deal is so dangerous, why it is that people are so worried about what, because the terms of this negotiation have become public. And he basically said, number one, there are three major concessions we're making to Iran, to a country that never complies with its treaties, it just treats us dishonestly. He said the first major concession, there's not going to be a single nuclear facility demolished. So all this centrifuge spinning, none of the thousands of centrifuges used for rich uranium will be still left spinning. Thousands more will only be temporarily disconnected. Second huge concession, the entire thing we're trying to get Iran to cut back on creating a potential nuclear weapon is for only 10 years. We're only saying you just have to kind of cool off for 10 years and then go ahead and do it. And we're going to talk about that 10-year and the significance of that in a moment. The third is there's absolutely nothing in these negotiations between the UN Security Council, five countries, plus Germany, American-led negotiations, that will in any way cut back on the development within Iran of their ICBMs, intercontinental ballistic missiles. So Iran is working toward a nuclear weapon, and they're building the ICBMs that will actually be used to launch those weapons and kill innocent people, including Israel, so close by. I want to tell you the significance of this 10-year thing. I did not know this until recently, but there's a wonderful woman in America. She is a novel. She's a writer. She's a speaker. Her name is Noni Darwish, and she actually was formerly a Muslim. She grew up, I think, in Egypt, wherever it was she grew up. Iraq, maybe. Anyway, she wrote something. Her name is Noni Darwish, and she wrote something in American Thinker called Obama's Sharia Compliant Truce with Iran. And that is an American Thinker article. I urge you to read it. What she basically spelled out there was that even when somebody is fighting for, is engaged in negotiations like is occurring with Iran, Sharia, the barbaric law coming out of Islam, Sharia says if you are a negotiator on behalf of a Muslim country and you must make a truce, it gives all the reasons why you shouldn't and how you shouldn't, and it's okay to lie, but you can make a truce for no longer than 10 years. This 10-year number did not come out of thin air from Iran. This is their compliance with Sharia and putting that term in the deal. I also want to just mention, you know, this... I know that a lot of people were upset about some U.S. senators sending a letter to Iran, and we're going to focus on that later in this show. We're going to talk about why they're upset and what difference it made that they did that. But, you know, there is concern among conservatives, among pro-Americans, among people who love liberty in this world, which is supposed to be America. There's concern. For example, the former United Nations ambassador, John Bolton, said yesterday that President Obama is negotiating an unprecedented act of surrender with Iran. That's what he said they are doing. And this is coming from people knowledgeable. And I'll tell you two last quick things I want to mention before we have to go a little short in this segment so that we can get to the point that interview with Ronan Chaval, but there's news out. We're going to talk about it a little later in the show also. The White House issued a letter to the Congress yesterday, Saturday, telling them they need to back off on this. So the Senate, the U.S. Senate, is trying to have some role in this negotiation with Iran. President Obama has taken the position that the Senate, this is not a treaty, so he doesn't need the advice and consent of the Senate, and nobody in Congress gets to be involved, be aware of what's happening. And so the Senate is trying to exercise this muscle and say, no, we should be part of this. We should be part of the whole negotiation. So we're going to wrap up this segment so we can come back and talk to Ronan Chaval, calling from Israel, to talk about his race for the Knesset. Debbie Georgiadis, ladies, can we talk?
Learn a little something at the start of your day. The Mark Davis Show. Mornings 7 to 10 on 660 AM. The Answer.
Liberals and the media try to paint the Republicans as the party of no. But the way I see it, Republicans, or at least conservatives, are the party of yes. We say yes to families, to strong families. We say yes to educational choice for Americans of every income level. We say yes to life, to babies and to moms. We say yes to legal immigration. Yes to responsible healthcare system that honors the doctor-patient relationship. We say yes to fiscal responsibility, to actually balancing the budget and living within our means. We say yes to keeping America strong and safe, to defending our country from enemies abroad and by securing our borders at home. Every week on my show, I urge Americans to speak up for America and say what conservatives stand for. Because when we say that, the mainstream of America will be right with us. This is Debbie Georgiadis, and ladies, can we talk?
What does it mean to be a worship leader? To lift and encourage God's people week after week without losing energy, momentum, or inspiration? Well, you need support. You need to calibrate. Worship leaders, worship staff, lead pastors, join us in Dallas-Fort Worth on Monday, March 16th for Calibrate, the Worship Leader event, a coming together of people dedicated to helping you help your congregation to provide insight, guidance, and support to truly turn your music ministry into something that also ministers to you and your team. Join worship leaders Matt Powell from Third Day, Danny Gokey, Christine Knuckles as they share their story behind their discipleship and vision for a real community of pastors and servants that serve each other. Hosted by author and radio personality Frank Reed at Northwood Church in Dallas, this is the event you must attend. Register now at calibrateworship.com. That's calibrateworship.com. Registration, just $79 when you use the password KLTY.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting the dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free by calling 1-800-281-4037. That's 1-800-281-4037. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-281-4037. That's 1-800-281-4037.
Are you a homeowner, property owner, or investor? Property taxes are now past due, and with fees, interest, and penalties added monthly, the more you delay, the more you pay. Relax, help is here. Call Texas Property Tax Loans, 972-535-5646. We have competitive rates and terms to fit all budgets. We don't check credit and require only minimal documentation. We approve most loans over the phone, and we fund fast. Call 972-535-5646. BBB accredited with an A-plus rating.
OCCC license is 54486 and MLS ID 898883. Your tax office may offer delinquent tax installment plans that may be less costly to you. You can request information about the availability of these plans from the tax office.
We are a Texas-owned company, and we don't sell our loans. Call 972-535-5646. Online, texaspropertytaxloans.com. Watch out for imitators. Just call 972-535-5646.
If you've got questions, we've got answers. 660 AM, The Answer.
We return to Ladies Can We Talk with host Debbie Georgiadis on 660 AM, The Answer.
This is Debbie Georgiadis, Ladies Can We Talk. Welcome back. I'm speaking with Ronan Cheval, who is calling in from the country of Israel. And I will tell our listeners, Ronan Cheval is actually a family friend. And I actually interviewed his wife months ago. They live in Israel, and they are just activists in Israel in various ways. But Ronan is actually a candidate right now for the Knesset, which is the Israeli Congress. And I don't know how to say the name of your political party, Ronan, in Hebrew, but the English name, I think, is Jewish Home Party. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm curious because your Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, came to America, as everyone in the world knows, I think, last week and spoke to the U.S. Congress, warning America and the world essentially about the negotiations with Iran and the idea of Iran possibly getting the nuclear weapon. So I want to start just to ask you, Ronan, about what was the reaction within Israel of Benjamin Netanyahu's decision to come to the and speak at the American Congress?
Well, most of the public really appreciate the effort to avoid we want to make sure that Iran won't have a nuclear weapon, and you have two basic ways to do it. One of them is using power, and the other way is talking and convincing the world that it's a bad idea and that we'll have sanctions. And obviously, we always prefer to make sure that before the use of power, we are doing anything in our power to make sure that we will convince the world through conversation and not through using our ideas. These are the defense force. So we support everyone. Most of the people here supported the Prime Minister, I thought it was one of the best speeches that I've heard in my life, and I was really happy to hear to see the way that the Congress treated him, and I hope that the message was delivered. I felt that the message was delivered right. You know, we have in Israel some people who are from the extreme left who are trying to please always the radical Islam, and they were obviously against the speech of Netanyahu, but most of the public really supported it.
You know, it's interesting in America, we obviously don't have a firsthand view necessarily within Israel, but Israel has, I recall from visiting Israel and talking with you and your dad, Israel really has a left political element that's very similar to America's left, less militaristic, more less interested in ever using military force, more willing to compromise. Is that coming out in this election cycle right now?
Well, to be honest, we are in a very, very dangerous position right now as a seat for the free world. We might get next week, actually, a leftist government, which is against any type of use of power. Socialists, you know, they are saying out loud that they are socialists, they have pro-socialism ideas, less, they want to have more government taking responsibility on everything. And that's terrifying, because when you have a type of, in one hand you have a Obama administration, but on the other hand you have a Bibi Netanyahu, I'm less concerned for the future of my people. But if we're gonna have a coalition of people of the agenda of the radical left, both in Israel and in the state, I'm really concerned for the future of the Middle East, because it's gonna be a disaster.
Wow, I had not honestly to this moment thought about that. You know, Benjamin Netanyahu is such a massive figure and really spoke so eloquently and powerfully in the U.S. Congress that I hadn't really stopped to think if that, because your elections in Israel are coming up March 17th, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
So if you were to have an Israel run by leftists who don't seem to want to stand up to the evil in the world, and you have an Israel, as you're saying, also going more leftist and unwilling to stand up to Iran, that could be a very dangerous situation for the world.
Definitely, because, you know, we're going to have a coalition of, sorry for saying it, but might be naive, might be stupid, I don't know, but people who are not willing to deal with the real problem in the Middle East and the real problem that we are facing, it's radical Islam. It's ISIS, it's Hezbollah, Jabhat al-Nusra, Hamas. Those forces, is, you know, for you, it's thousands of miles. It's like half an hour from where I'm living, driving in my car, I can meet ISIS president. It's, you know, the marriage of mistakes that we can afford are tiny. You chose Obama for 8 years, you know, the American people chose the Obama administration for 8 years. You know, you made, one might think that you made a mistake, but this mistake is not risking the future of the American people. If we would make huge mistake, our you know, it might risk the future of Israel. Since Israel is such a tiny place, and since we are covered all over with people from the radical Islam, the merit of mistakes that we can do are tiny. That's something which that's what's worrying me so much.
Sure. You know, Ronan, I meant to, when we started out in this interview, to tell our listeners a little bit more about you, and I want to respond to something you just said, and then I want to go back and talk a little bit more about your political activity in Israel, because you're just an amazingly accomplished young man. But when you speak about Israel completely, you said covered, but it's surrounded by countries who truly do not accept, on varying levels, accept Israel's right to exist, countries that do want to destroy Israel. That is such a profound point you're making, that America can view ISIS and the other Islamic terrorist organizations around the world and know that they're bad, know that they're evil, but they're not at our back door. They may be crossing over into America through our southern border, but they're not at our back door. Israel is living with extreme consequences every time America does not stand up against radical Islam. It's a bigger, bigger, and more immediate problem for you.
Yeah, and you know, you see what's happening. I remember that 2 years ago, actually 3 years ago, they used to call it the thing that's happening all around our area, Arab Spring. But guess what? It wasn't a Muslim winter, and the countries around us are collapsing, and the forces of totalitarianism, Muslim totalitarianism, chops heads and murder kids and raping women, and that's the environment that we are living in. And the thing that is frustrating me more than anything, that I see our great ally, United States, and I see that this administration can't even pronounce the name radical Islam. And when you can't face the problem, how can you solve it? And instead of facing the problem as Churchill did in his time, we're having the leader of the free world is inspiration. For me, I'm looking at him and I think that the person he's looking up to is Chamberlain type of people. And we need, in our generation, we need again Churchill type of people who can face the evil and win it.
You're so eloquent and you're so right. You know, Ronan, I want our listeners to know really what a special young man you are. And I'm going to guess you're in your early 30s. Is that right?
Yeah, 34.
34. Okay. Young man. Well, Ronan, this gentleman, we're speaking with Ronan Shaval, who is in Israel, who lives in Israel, and who is a candidate for the Knesset, Congress is called the Knesset. His party is the Jewish Home Party, and there are actually quite a few parties in Israel. The prime minister, the current prime minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, is a member of the Likud party. But in addition to Ronan running for the Knesset and being active in politics, you also founded an organization that I would hope you could take just a minute and tell us about. And I think we have about 2 minutes left in this segment. But can you tell us about the movement you founded called Im Tirtzu?
Well, basically, we are trying to, in Israel, I founded 8 years ago a movement called Im Tirtzu, making advocacy for Israel, mainly in Israel, because one of our biggest problems is that we have so many people who are day and night telling to the people of Israel that we are the bad side in the story. And the left is always tell us that we are the wrong side, and we need to give people the spirit and to give them the spirit and to give them the hope that Israel can prevail, and to convince them why they should go to the IDF, why should they should stay in the army, what is the importance of Jerusalem for us, what is our role in this world. And today we have benches in 15 different universities, and we're doing an amazing work. And besides that, I did also in my private life, I finished a PhD in philosophy, and I'm married to Hamutal, and we have four of us. So that's on one leg the thing that I did, and I'm hoping to go in the parliament and to serve the Jewish people in the best way that I can, in order to make sure that we'll be here for a long, long time.
Ronen Shoval, you know, I want to commend you for your bravery. As I said at the start of this interview, it happens that our family here in Texas are friends with Ronen's dad and their family in Israel. And as we watch Israel from America, you know, I think most Americans would be astonished if Benjamin Netanyahu is not reelected and does not become the prime minister again. But, you know, I want to say to you and the people in Israel, America is your ally. The American people are with you, and we commend and appreciate all your efforts to stand up for Israel. And we are at the end of our segment. So this is Debbie Georgiadis. Ladies, can we talk? Thank you, Ronen.
Thank you very much for all your support. And here from Israel, we really, really appreciate it, and we don't take it for granted that you are supporting us so much. And as much as it counts, we also support you, and we feel that this ally is something which is very important for us in our mutual future. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Ronen. God bless you.
660 AM, The Answer.
Ladies, did you hear that public schools in America are pushing for the expansion of the number of kids who are served dinner at school, along, of course, with breakfast and lunch? And the trend is growing. In 13 states, just last year, 104 million dinners served to students in schools. And the government reimburses schools for serving dinners, often paying the schools more than the food costs. So the schools are, of course, incentivized to grow these programs. A win-win, right? Except, what about the impact this trend will have on family closeness, parental responsibilities, and family planning decisions? And who spends time with your kids shaping the next generation's views? This is Debbie Georgiadis. While we do have a noble society that cares for the poor, our policies and our tax dollars should not be used to wean parenting responsibilities away from parents or that substitute government for mom and dad. This is Debbie Georgiadis, and ladies, can we talk?
Hey, it's Mark Davis. Thank you so much to those who have already signed on to help us at Food for the Poor and their Food for a Year Water for Life program. One-time gift of $50 gives a child, a starving child in Haiti or Guatemala, food for a year and helps pay for water that can keep them alive forever because they're currently not even going to school because they're having to tote water from a lake 5 miles away. This is no way to live. It's poverty like we'll never see in America, one would hope. But right now it exists, and there's something we can do about it. Your one-time gift of $50 saves a kid's life for a year with Food for a Year and Water for Life. 250, 5 kids. 500, 10 kids. Go 1,000, we'll do something very special for you. Co-host The Mark Davis Show with me, 9 o'clock hour, or we'll go to lunch anywhere you want. Phone number is 855-916-HOPE, 855-916-HOPE. 250 gets you Celebrate Freedom concert passes. 855-916-HOPE or pound 250, say the keyword Mark Davis. Pound 250, then say the keyword Mark Davis or 855-916-HOPE.
Attendees of the New Venture on Wall Street seminars are learning to create a life that has more life in it. Here's Mike, a graduate of New Venture on Wall Street.
I don't want to be a millionaire, but I do want to ask God for his provision for me and for my family. And I ask God if he would be willing to provide somewhere between $4,000 and $6,000 a month through stock trading. In the last 7 months, by the grace of God, our family has made $47,000 in the stock market, and we've lost $14,000 in the stock market. So our net gain over the last 7 months has been $33,000. And that did work out to be between $4,000 and $6,000 a month for our family.
Attend the next seminar in Dallas, March 27th and 28th at the Holiday Inn, 6070 North Central Expressway, and in Fort Worth at the Norris Conference Center, 304 Houston Street. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-TRADE. Or go online to NVOWS.com. That's NVOWS.com.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Dallas-Fort Worth? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Dallas-Fort Worth area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Dallas-Fort Worth is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-287-7630. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-287-7630. That's 1-800-287-7630.
660 AM The Answer. 660amtheanswer.com.
More of Ladies Can We Talk with Debbie Georgiatis, right here on 660 AM The Answer.
Hey there, and welcome back. I hope that you were tuned in the last segment. We had an interview with a gentleman who's in Israel named Ronen Shaval, and he's running for the Knesset, the Israeli Congress. And those elections are actually this coming Tuesday, March 17th, and that's actually the same day also that Benjamin Netanyahu, the current prime minister, is up for re-election. And I do know that if you were listening to the last segment, Ronen is, you know, very accomplished. He has just got his PhD at the Sorbonne. He's extremely well educated. But, you know, he speaks Hebrew first and a little Arabic, or maybe he's fluent in Arabic. And then, so if some of you had a little bit of a hard time understanding everything he said, he speaks, let me just say this, way better English than I speak Hebrew. But I want to just reiterate a couple points he made that, just in case they were hard to understand, because they're so profound. What he had to say was so profound. And we have a very, very short segment, this segment too, because in just a few minutes, we'll be talking with Carly Fiorina, and I will introduce her in just a moment. But I want to really, in fairness to Ronen Shaval, this young 34-year-old man who's married, had four kids, just dedicated his life to protecting Israel and trying to promote and just keep Israel vibrant and alive and free. Among the points he made, I thought were just extremely important to keep in mind. One is that Israel has always looked to America as among the defenders, their kind of stalwart ally. And certainly during the last six plus years of the Obama administration, there has not been that support for Israel, not that rock solid ally linked at the hip, stand up for each other, understand each other's place in the world alliance. And what part of what Ronen Shaval was saying is it's of great concern to people who want to control, keep Iran and other irrational, irresponsible regimes, keep them from containing nuclear, keep them from having nuclear weapons, keep them contained, keep them from engaging in great violence around the world. Israel has counted on America. And during the time that we've had President Obama in place, who is not particularly a strong national defense leader, at least in Israel, they've had Benjamin Netanyahu. But now Benjamin Netanyahu is actually at risk of not winning the prime minister position again. And so that the world's going to be watching that. And he expressed great concern about, well, what if you have both America and Israel run by someone like Obama, who just doesn't understand, appreciate, or even admit the threat that Iran faces, poses for the world. Another point he made is he was making the analogy to just prior, and I've made this in the show many times, but just prior to World War II in England, you had a leader named Neville Chamberlain who actually flew over to meet with the rising star in Germany named Adolf Hitler. And Neville Chamberlain, the leader, the prime minister of England, flew back to say, hey, don't worry, I've met with Hitler. He doesn't mean us any harm. You know, we have peace in our times. We're going to all be fine. And he was just, as history has proven, a complete fool. I mean, he's just a failure to the discernment of the motives, the nature of evil, failure to see the evil in front of him, as he spoke with Hitler prior to World War II. And then you have, by contrast, Winston Churchill over in England trying to say, no, this guy Hitler's a real problem. He's really, really a problem. We have to watch it. We should be stopping him now. Don't keep conceding and saying, yeah, I'll take one more country, one more little area. He, Churchill, was obviously prophetic and profound and correct and finally had to be brought to power so that the world could get behind the idea of you have to crush evil. And what Ronen Shaval was saying a moment ago is we're in exactly the same place in the world. You have Obama, who is President Obama in America, who's just like Neville Chamberlain. You have the prime minister and the leftist candidate on the left side in Israel, Isaac Herzog, exactly the same as Obama, swears is absolutely nothing to be worried about in terms of bringing, in terms of Iran. And this is the, this is just, I don't know how many times in history we have to repeat these amazing failure of people who are elevated to national leadership, but they can't discern evil. They can't see it when it's in front of them. And this is what the elections in Israel are about. So this is a very, very big deal for security, not just for Israel, but for the entire Middle East. And, you know, it's funny because the other thing that we heard from Ronen Shaval a moment ago was this idea that the left in Israel is just like the left in America. It's always telling the people anything bad that's happened is Israel's fault. Just like the left in America, the Blame America First crowd, the entire Obama, Hillary Clinton, Nancy Pelosi, the entire leadership of the Democrat Party is all about blaming and denigrating America. And that's exactly the same thing happening in Israel. The leftists there cannot see they can't see the evil of Iran, and they can't see the goodness of America or the goodness of Israel. And so these elections are very much, in reality, a test of how insightful are the people. Are we just so afraid of standing up against evil that we're going to vote somebody in who tells us the evil's not there? Because that's what they're facing in Israel. So I encourage you to follow the elections. Watch for Ronen Shaval. He will indeed be on the ballot. They have a much more complex system over there with many, many parties. So I'll report back once we have the results. But I hope you will watch, at least on Tuesday, watch to see whether Benjamin Netanyahu manages to get reelected. So that was our interview about Israeli elections and the impending big changes over there. I want to turn to a quick introduction of Carly Fiorina. She's our next interview tonight. And I was thinking driving here, gee, these are kind of contrasting interviews, but actually don't seem as connected as you might sometimes expect from this show. But I do want to make this point about her. She has spoken in many places around America. She's actually considering running for president. And among her biggest speech she made recently was at CPAC. And that speech at CPAC is on my Facebook page, ladiescanwetalk.org. But she talks about, and she, Carly Fiorina, identifies the problem. She talked about, identifies the problem in the Middle East, identifies the danger of capitulating to Iran, the danger of not seeing that we have, it's just incumbent upon America to stand up for Israel. So she's a pretty stellar speaker, pretty stellar candidate, and someone I really hope all of you will follow over the next few months. We're going to talk after the second hour with my leading ladies about the presidential campaigns and who's running and why they're running, what they think about. But we're going to turn now to talk to Carly Fiorina, really because I'm so happy to have a strong conservative woman running, speaking up on international policy, speaking up economic policy, speaking up for America. And she actually said in her speech, which I just loved, her speech at CPAC, she talked about the danger of ISIS. She says, yes, Mr. President, ISIS indeed wants to drive the whole world back to the Middle Ages, but the rest of us moved on about 800 years ago. And while you seek moral equivalence, the world waits for moral clarity and American leadership. So Carly Fiorina, such a star, such an amazing light for us to have right now in America. So this is Debbie Georgette. Ladies, can we talk? Please come on back after the break. We'll talk with Carly Fiorina.
3 hours a day is all I ask. Join me, Sean Hannity, from 2 to 5 each weekday, right here on 660 AM, The Answer.
Do you ever feel like we live in kind of an upside-down world when you think about what the media is trying to sell us? When poll after poll says Americans never wanted Obamacare, do not want it now, and will never want it,
why does our media try to tell us it's radical to try to repeal it and responsible to keep it? The truth is, it's radical to railroad through the nationalization of healthcare against the will of the American people, based on lie after lie by the president about being able to keep your doctor, keep your health insurance. And it was done with a legislative bill not one congressman or senator read before voting on it. It's irresponsible to do anything but repeal it. If you want a world that's more right side up, we need more truth-telling. And that's what we do on my show, Ladies Can We Talk, Sundays at 6 p.m. Join me, because truth matters.
Hey, it's Mark Davis with another report on how great it is to be on Dr. Black's Healthy Fresh Start program. Part of it is eating right. I'm losing weight, feeling great, got a lot of energy. And you know what else? I've gotten rid of some of the bad stuff that we're all putting into our bodies. You ever wonder why cancer is skyrocketing, diabetes, heart attacks? The environment we live in is becoming more and more filled with toxins. Food we eat, air we breathe, water we drink, our bodies are overloaded. All kinds of cancer, diabetes, high cholesterol. Does it have to be this way? No. We first need to help our bodies cleanse the toxins out of us and then start looking at what we put in. Over 10,000 people are already using Dr. Black's Healthy Fresh Start program, and I'm proud to be one of them. I'm dropping pounds. I'm dropping inches. I feel great. Lots of energy. People are saying they're not sick as often. There are all kinds of things. They're coming off of meds. In some cases, having a wonderful time. 214-420-4020. 214-420-4020. Learn more. Do it now. Change your life. 214-420-4020. Or HealthyFreshStart.com.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. From the very beginning, eHarmony has helped Christians find their perfect soulmate. And I'm so proud to share with you that 950,000 marriages have started on eHarmony.com. Most of those marriages are between two dedicated Christian persons. After years away, I'm back as CEO of eHarmony.com, and I am deeply committed to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. Who you marry will have more impact on your happiness than almost any other decision you make. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Make sure you trust this sacred task to a company that accounts for 438 married members every day. Go to eHarmony.com and get started today for free.
Ask any of the members and mentors here at Lifestyles Unlimited, the real estate education and mentor group, and they will tell you. It's not how smart you are or how long and how hard you work. It's whether you're on the right map to begin with. Can what you are doing or has what you are doing ever taken you to the financial position that you want to be in? Whether you just started thinking about investing in real estate or consider yourself a seasoned pro, Lifestyles Unlimited provides the support necessary to take you to the next level. Visit LifestylesUnlimited.com and explore our website to discover how you can begin or advance your real estate investing career.
Rembrandt Rockefeller for Sovereign European Sleep Systems. Did you pay a lot for that, quote, top-of-the-line mattress, and is it already breaking down and uncomfortable? Time to look into a Sovereign European Sleep System. The Sovereign bed is simply a better bed. Made with certified organic cotton and wool and 100% natural latex cushioning. Never polyurethane, never memory foam. Custom tailored for greater comfort based on your size, weight, and primary sleeping positions. European quality and components at Made in America prices. Sovereign European Sleep Systems, Inwood and Lovers in Dallas. Learn more at SOVN.com.
Need more fodder while arguing with your liberal friends? We've got you covered. 660 AM, The Answer.
Back to Ladies Can We Talk with Debbie Georgiadis on 660 AM, The Answer.
Hey there, welcome back. This is Debbie Georgiadis, and I'm just going to do the quickest intro to tell you that I've had the occasion over the last couple months to meet Carly Fiorina twice and hear her speak, and I am excited about having a conservative woman standing up and speaking nationwide about all the issues that affect America and impact women. So I arranged we had a pre-recorded interview just a few days ago, and we're going to go to that right now.
We are welcoming to the show Carly Fiorina. Hello.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
So happy to. I want to tell our listeners, I posted a link on the Ladies Can We Talk Facebook page to Carly Fiorina's speech at CPAC. Carly, that speech was riveting. You did just a great job. And thank you for all that you shared there. I want to mention quickly, you talked about your own life, and you talked about the story of a kind of American dream story of your life, of going from file clerk to CEO of Hewlett-Packard. I just love the whole America-affirming message of all that. And you talked a lot, too, about the idea of every person, every life having dignity, purpose, and meaning. And I think that's in part what led you to form something called UP, the Unlocking Potential Project. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. Well, thanks so much. You know, I have learned over and over and over in my life that everyone has potential. Everyone, as my mother used to say to me, everyone has God-given gifts. And most people have far more potential than they realize. And too many people don't get a chance to fulfill their potential. But this country is great because more people here have been able to fulfill their potential. So the Unlocking Potential Project was really focused on making sure that women in particular understand their potential to change politics. You know, women are half the nation. We're the majority of voters. We make the most important decisions in the family. We care about every issue. And yet women sometimes don't completely engage in the political process because they don't like it. You know, it's vitriolic, it's argumentative, it's a lot of talk without a lot of results to show for all that talk. And so women frequently disengage. And so the Unlocking Potential Project is all about engaging women, talking with them about the issues that we all care about, and making sure that they get engaged and stay engaged in the political process, not just or even necessarily running for office, but showing up, persuading other women. And so we were really excited to launch that project in 5 states in 2014, where the women's vote made a big difference, North Carolina, Virginia, New Hampshire, Colorado, and Iowa. And we're really excited to be hosting a national conference outside Washington, D.C. later this month, March 20th and 21st.
I'm speaking with Carly Fiorina. I'm going to tell you, I have been so impressed. I will tell our listeners, I talked to all of you listeners about this a few weeks ago. I went to Washington and heard a series of conservative speakers and potential presidential contenders speak. And Carly Fiorina's speech to this very packed, it was a small group that went, but a very packed day of speakers really stood out. I'm very happy to have a woman on the national scene speaking the conservative message in a way that is engaging. And I just want to commend, I see you're obviously everywhere, Carly. I appreciate that so much, with all you're doing to speak up for the women's vote and on behalf of women, but from the conservative perspective in America. We said something else at CPAC I wanted to ask you about. You talked about the need to fundamentally reform government and to restore American leadership in the world. So what are some of the top examples in the world where better American leadership is needed?
Well, you know, they're so obvious, unfortunately. So let's start with Russia. Vladimir Putin, a man I have met, is a man who seeks power of all kinds: territorial power, economic power, military power. And anyone who knows him knows that he's not going to be dissuaded by a gimmicky red reset button or, you know, a trip from Hillary Clinton. He's only going to be dissuaded by a show of force. And so that doesn't mean, you know, the Obama administration is always giving us a false choice. They're always saying, well, either we have to rush off to war or there's nothing we can do. And it's simply not true. So, for example, the Ukrainians have been asking for our support to arm them, to equip them, to support them. We haven't given them sufficient support, so they're having a tough time battling Russia, which, let's be clear, is just taking over their territory piece by piece. Our Eastern European allies have asked us to be more forceful in our defense of them. So what does Obama do? He inexplicably and unilaterally just withdraws our missile defense program from Poland. So there are many things we could do, we must do, and we should do. Angela Merkel, a woman I know well, but Angela Merkel of Germany cannot lead a coalition against Russia. Only we can. Or ISIS, for example. King Abdullah of Jordan, a man I also know, King Abdullah of Jordan has asked for very specific things from us. He has shown leadership. He's executed convicted terrorists in retaliation for the burning alive of a Jordanian pilot. He's gone on bombing runs. What has he asked for from us? Bombs, material support. We haven't given it. What is the Egyptian President al-Sisi asking for? An incredibly brave man who actually is going to the imams in Cairo and saying, we need religious leaders' support in curing this cancer in the heart of Islam. He's asked us to share intelligence with him, to stand with him in this fight. We haven't. The Kurds have asked to be armed. We really haven't done that. I mean, there's so many things we could do to be demonstrating leadership. And I think it's also fair to say that leaders understand that every problem is also an opportunity. ISIS is a huge problem, but it's also an opportunity to build a new Arab alliance with American leadership at its head to defeat ISIS. That is what our Arab allies are asking us for now. Russia is a problem, but Putin is an opportunity as well to rebuild NATO, to strengthen our European allies and their defenses. All of these huge problems represent opportunities, but only if we will lead. And the world actually is waiting for our leadership.
Carly, I'm glad to hear you say that, and I agree. I think many conservatives sit back in America and watch our government and think, how can they not see that the world is crying out for America to be strong, to be America? Well, we can go on that subject for a long time. I do want to turn and ask you, because we only have, I think, about 4 minutes in this very short segment left. You know, Hillary Clinton, changing the subject, Hillary Clinton's most recent scandal with her emails, I see it as a true national security concern, but also kind of a signal of disrespect toward America's, toward law, toward the idea of her falling under the rule of law and the rest of us. And you had a great tweet out. I want to tell our listeners, you had a tweet. In effect, Hillary Clinton told us to trust her. Nothing in her track record suggests we should do so. That was a great tweet. So what are your comments about the Hillary and the email scandal?
Well, first, I think it's a demonstration yet again that the Clintons are kind of people who say, do as I say, not do as I do. In other words, the rules don't apply to them. And this is a pattern in their lives and has been for a very long time. And secondly, I think Hillary Clinton clearly does not understand that trust of a leader is earned. And it's earned through a track record of actions matching words. It's earned through a track record of transparency. People need to trust a leader's character and competence and motivation. And they can't trust those things if a leader doesn't act in a transparent manner or if they don't act in a manner that's consistent with their word. So there's nothing about Hillary Clinton's track record or actions or transparency that earns our trust.
I speak about her often. I think there have been so many episodes in her life where truly things that would bring other politicians down have just been, they've handled through the MoveOn.org style response from the Clinton administration, which is scandal comes up, they go silent, and almost immediately they're in the bullying phase of telling everyone, are you still back on that? We're over with that. I wish America's voters would say, this time we're not going to let that happen.
Well, play a little mind game. You know, imagine for a moment what would happen if Condi Rice had done this.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Now, you know, I am hopeful. I mean, there are people in the media who are continuing to push on this today, and I hope that will be the case. But really, trust me, everything I deleted was personal. Really?
Yeah, yeah, we know what. I know. It's just, you haven't earned that trust yet. Well, I must tell you, Carly Fiorina, I do urge our listeners to go, as I said, on the Facebook page, go read her CPAC speech, or there's a link to actually listen to it. And, you know, Carly, I think there are a lot of American women who are very excited about the idea of a conservative woman as a serious and accomplished serious woman as a potential contender for the presidency. And I know you're out speaking a lot. Are you still in the consideration phase or potentially running yourself for president?
Yes, I am. And the consideration gets more serious every day. I think there are many things that I bring to the table in addition to a woman's voice and a woman's perspective, which are critically important, obviously, since we're the majority of the nation. But I bring an entirely different experience set. And, you know, I think that there is a difference between leadership and management. Managers are people who do the best they can within the system as it exists. I think we've got a lot of managers in politics. people who do the best they can within the system as it exists. But the system needs to change. Government is too powerful, too costly, too corrupt. It's crushing the potential of this nation. And I do think it may well require leadership, someone from outside the system who's not prepared to accept it for what it is, just because it's been broken for such a long time. And so I continue to get a lot of encouragement from men and women around this country, and that's really heartening to me. And I will come to a decision probably by the end of April.
We are speaking with Carly Fiorina, the potential presidential contender, American leader, fabulous spokesperson for conservatism. Carly, thank you so much for calling in.
Debbie, thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.
You too. This is Debbie George Addison. Ladies, can we talk?
And that was one fun interview to do, I'll tell you. I'm so glad that Carly was able to call in. And, you know, we're going to talk in the next segment, in the beginning of the second hour, a little bit about all of the different presidential contenders. And we'll probably do this many times over the course of the next year and a half. And maybe not just so much in the perspective of choose your favorite or put some of the other guys down, but kind of, you know, what's each person bringing to the table? What do they have to say that's helpful? And, you know, there's so much of the media sending the message that only liberal women have anything to say, or that the liberals tend to nominate Republicans and conservatives nominate women and conservatives don't. So I'm not necessarily advocating Carly as my first and only choice, as much as I'm saying these are a lot of good things that she's saying and other candidates are saying. We should be listening and speaking about all those things. So I wanted to share that with you. And then, you know, the other thing I wanted to share as we get close to the top of the hour here, Ladies Can We Talk happily is 2 hours now. In the second hour, we start out with our leading ladies. I have two of my good buds who join me tonight, Carrie Kelman, Lori Medina. And we're going to come back after the break, and we're going to start our second hour. And we try to have this kind of like a conversation like that we do quite often, sit around, sip coffee, talk America, talk politics. So glad you've tuned in. Come on back after the break. This is Debbie Georgiadis, and Ladies Can We Talk.
Texas is right in the heart of the Bible Belt. Christianity is strong here and really across America, but it's not the faith of ignorant, bitter clingers to guns and Bibles. It's the humble faith of intelligent, hardworking, decent people who love their state and their country and their God. And that's why millions of Americans felt insulted and disgusted when Barack Obama chose a national prayer breakfast to paint a picture of moral equivalence between today's Christians and the actions of today's violent Muslim extremists. The good thing about his comments is that they have spurred Americans to think even more deeply about the place of Christianity in America. This is Debbie Georgiadis. I hope you'll tune in every Sunday at 6 p.m. to Ladies Can We Talk. We explore without apology the goodness and greatness of America based on the faith traditions that shaped it.
On Monday, Josh Leibarger made his status
case of the Mondays,
followed by a frowny face. It got one like and five comments, including dislike. Well, Josh, Geico also wants to make a comment to turn that emoji's frown upside down. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. With all that extra dough, why not give Monday a makeover? We see an office party in your future, hosted by you. Hashtag happy face. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
What's the secret to great business trips? Choice Hotels, where you'll find everything a business traveler needs, like a generous rewards program. And right now, choose Choice twice for two separate trips and get a night at no price. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Free night based on an 8,000-point Choice Privileges Reward night at over 1,500 hotels. Valid 2/19/15 through 4/22/15. Requires registration and two separate qualifying stays. Other terms and conditions apply. Details at Choice Hotels.